The congressional deadlock over Affordable Care Act subsidies that expire this year continues into its fourth week. Democrats want any funding bill they sign to extend the subsidies, which have made ACA premiums less expensive for millions of people. Republicans in Congress have expressed willingness to negotiate on the issue, but only after the government is reopened. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, in a news conference about the shutdown, said it is time to make healthcare a priority because it is a priority to voters.
What's even more important, in my view, is that we work on issues of importance to the American people. House Democrats are here. We'll be here all week. We were here last week. We were here the week before and the week before that, ready, willing, and able to do the job, to reopen the government, to address the Republican healthcare crisis, to deal with the fact that America under Donald Trump, including because of his tariffs, has become far too expensive, and the Republicans are doing nothing about it.
About 6 in 10 Americans are extremely or very concerned about their health costs going up in the next year. A survey from the Associated Press National Opinion Research Center for Public Affairs finds healthcare a worry that extends across age groups and includes people with and without health insurance. The findings show that many Americans are feeling vulnerable to spiking healthcare costs, with some expressing concern about whether they will have coverage at all. President Donald Trump, prior to his lunch with senators, talked about the Republican side. Here he joked about healthcare, and he asked for Democrats to end this, quote, unnecessary nonsense, end quote, because Republicans, quote, will not be extorted.
Under Biden, Democrats voted 13 times for continuing resolutions to keep the government open. And all we want is simply to ask them to do it once again. They always voted for it. They never voted against it. Nobody votes against it.
Healthcare may be the primary focus for Democratic lawmakers, but it is not the only service being affected. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Head Start, and air travel are among those affected. California Governor Gavin Newsom says, quote, Trump's failure to open the federal government is now endangering people's lives and making basic needs like food more expensive just as the holidays arrive. It is long past time for Republicans in Congress to grow a spine, stand up to Trump, and deliver for the American people, end quote. As the shutdown is currently at day 21, it will become the second longest government shutdown Wednesday. The longest shutdown was 35 days under Trump's first presidency. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.